Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken
are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. We're on fire today, I tell you. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Grant, along with Pastor Peaches on the call with me. Somebody say amen up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For all of y'all in radio land that's doing this holiday, we've been having a time even before we got on the radio today. Hallelujah. We've been praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before I go off here and get started on another direction, I better have Pastor Peaches to come and give this. The housekeeping suggestions. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God for another Sunday morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Get your Bibles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Which is your textbook.
Hallelujah.
We are getting ready to learn some things.
Hallelujah.
Get your composition notebook.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your highlighters, your ink pens.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you want to write with. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get your communion element.
Hallelujah.
We give a great bread. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Your
cracker, your bread, your toast,
your juice, whatever you're going to use. Hallelujah. For your communion element. Hallelujah. And just a reminder, the fourth Sunday of this month, our guest speaker will be Apostle Dwight Smith. Hallelujah. Come and enjoy the word of God. And afterwards, we'll have a natural meal. So come and sup with us both ways. Hallelujah. And don't forget, in the morning, just 7 o'clock, come and worship the Lord with us. Start your day out with a bind. God will bless your every morning. Hallelujah. We have prayer every morning at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. At least from 7 until 8 or almost 8. Hallelujah. God takes us past 8. That's fine, too. And then look up the ministry's website. Visit RYMMI.org and learn a little bit about the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Hallelujah. At number in the morning, hallelujah. It's a conference call line. It's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849 pound symbol. Again, 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849 pound. Hallelujah. Start your day off with a bang.
Amen.
Like Pastor Peaches. Yeah, because you're a winner. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You start your day off in Jesus, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blessed all day long. No matter what comes or goes, I'm going to tell you, look, the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I want you to understand that. You start to do all right, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be right all day long. Glory to God. No matter what comes against you, you are a victor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. You're a winner in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're getting ready to put some people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. You know, somebody prayed for us. Is that right? When we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves, somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad, hallelujah, when I was going through my knucklehead stage, somebody prayed for me. I know it was my mother praying for me. I know some saints, some priests were praying for me. But I know somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you too. That's why you're still walking and talking. That's why you're still up in the land of the living. Because somebody, took a little time to pray for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, as we begin to put names up into the atmosphere, I want you to think of the people that you know, your loved ones, your family members, or whomever. You can put your enemies up because they need Christ. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, those that teach you bad, they need Christ because they're not acting Christ-like. Is that right? Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to play this song in the background and begin to put, everybody just start putting names up into the atmosphere, because when the praises go up,
the
yes, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for, and I got to say it like TD says, because the blessings and the praises are going up, and the blessings are going to be coming down.
Amen. Thank
you, hallelujah.
Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Master.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the signs and wonders and miracles shall follow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to turn this over to Pastor Peaches Bird with the Pastor's Corner.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to play one more selection. And after that selection, the next voice you hear will be that of the awesome, the anointed, the blessed, the fire-baptized, Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
El Shaddai, Eloyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Ephraim Kama Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your love and through the rest, save the son of Abraham, through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land, through the outcast on your knees, you were the God who really did. Let your children be free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eloyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eloyon Adonai, praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was near. So the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the same, things you could not understand. Your voice was the word of the sun, through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eloyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eloyon Adonai, I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say some familiar things. Oh, my back is killing me. Oh, these knees are killing me today. You know I broke my foot, and we must go have some bad weather. I can feel it in my bones. Look out there and see if it's cloudy out there, cause I can tell something getting ready to happen. Proverbs 18:21. The power of life and death is in your tongue.
Your tongue. Uh-oh, watch it out now.
Matthew 11:23 says, say to this mountain, mm-hmm. be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, mm-hmm. ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. The New International Version says whatever you wish.
Mm-hmm.
So many cliches we think they're scriptures, but they aren't.
Uh-huh.
For instance, you take one step and he'll take two. Really? What about Lazarus that was dead for 4 days? He couldn't believe it all.
Mm. Wrong there.
Saints, just know what we think on is what's going to come out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, this is a New International Version here, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, amiable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Yeah.
Isn't it just as easy to prophesy something positive?
Yeah.
But we are so geared. When we feel a pain, oh my gosh, you know what? Such and such running my family. Oh my goodness. One of my coworkers had everybody in her family, all the females in her family had hysterectomies.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to get right here at 1-2. Oh, my gosh. This is like we have to, no, we can put a stop to some things. We know it's coming down the pipe. Everybody, so many, okay, if that happens to everybody else in the family, then if you know the word of God, you can
yeah.
stop some things. Let me tell you something. My father, at the age of 73, passed away of cancer. You know what my mother did? My mother put an end to that curse. She said, none of my children, this will not pass on any of my kids. And I thank God because none of her children had that. And it gives us encouragement because of my mother breaking that curse. And that's what has to happen.
Yes.
We can say the positive.
Yes.
But it's so easy for us to, oh my goodness. Wow. My mother had spinal bifida. So, oh wow. You know what?
Hallelujah.
And I remember she used to get up in the morning and couldn't do this, and this didn't work and that didn't work in the morning. And you know what? Ooh, I feel the same thing coming on.
Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
I must be having spinal bifida too. Oh my goodness! But the word of God, when you have the word in you, I believe the word of God is an antidote.
Yes.
But whatever the doctor says, yes, we gonna go to the doctor. Listen to what the doctor says. But I believe that lets us know what we have to take to the altar.
Yes.
That lets us know what we have to take to God.
Yes.
That lets us know what we need to, what we have to pray for and what we have to pray about.
Yes. Come on,
not hang on everywhere. Oh, well, the doctor says such and such. The doctor says such and such. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my God! And then that's gonna stop you from sleeping at night. That's gonna every time you go to the bathroom, you gonna worry about. Oh my goodness! Hey, the doctor said that my mother had a twisted intestine. Oh my goodness! And so therefore, when you go to the bathroom. And you got to sit there while, I must be having twisted, my intestines must be, no, eat some prune juice.
Yeah.
Drink some prune juice. That'll help you go to the bathroom.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It may sound gross, but sometimes the way we eat it causes me constipated, y'all.
Yeah.
Sometimes what we eat, we eat all this dairy. We eat, if we don't put vegetables and fiber in our diet and don't eat the things that the doctors tell you, especially the older you get, he tells you, our diet has to change.
That's right.
And then the first time we come up with constipation, we self-diagnosing ourselves.
Yes.
And that's why you laying on your bed and you're, oh, Lord, and you're ready to go on to Jesus.
Yeah.
And he ain't looking for you yet.
No.
Self-prophecy.
Yeah.
And all our times we say, oh, wow, this is hurting. That's hurting. Oh, I know I'm going to need a knee replacement soon. Not here. I went to the doctor's last week, and he said, oh, you know what we can do? We can get a knee replacement. Wrong answer. Oh, we can shoot some cortisone in your knees. Wrong answer. Well, we can cut the tendons behind your knees and lengthen them. Wrong answer.
Hallelujah.
No. I don't want no cutting. I just need to be a little bit more active than what I am. Eat a whole lot more stuff with some fiber in it, and a whole lot and walk, and get up and do some more, or whatever. No, indeed, I believe God has given us everything that pertaineth unto life. He said it in His Word, and the Scripture says, "Whose report are we going to believe? Are we going to believe the report of the Lord, or the report of the doctor?" He has given us the meal that heals, the communion, and also when the Egyptians when Pharaoh let them go, came out of Egypt,
Israelites
came out of Egypt. None of them came out on walkers, crutches. What do you say? These things weren't big. But the word of God says there was no people among them.
Come on now.
When we watched the movie on TV, The Ten Commandments, and the Israelites were released. Oh, they showed them walking on sticks and being carried on stretches. That was television. That was television. That wasn't the word of God. And you know how Hollywood, they had to dress some things up to make it look like, you know, and stuff like that. And a lot of times the movies, it's not Holy Ghost filled people that's making the movies.
Yeah.
They refer back to the Word of God for something. But then they have to, like, kind of spruce it up to make you look at, you know, dress it up.
Yeah.
But the Word of God said, if they really read the Word of God for that, nobody was bent. Nobody was walking on. If they had crutches back in, nobody's walking on crutches. Nobody's being pushed in the wheelchair. Nobody was on walkers. Seriously, that's what it says in the Word of God.
Yes.
It says no people. So therefore, they ate the lamb before they came out. They had their whole meal, and the meal took them. So therefore, we have to confess the Word of God when we take communion today.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I'm believing for my healing. And don't be worried. You don't see it instantaneously. You may feel the pain for nothing. One day last week, and I don't know what it was, it was in my left joint of my leg. I was like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And I had the healing cloth that we passed out from my mom, and I put it in my left pocket. And I said, Lord, I thank you for my healing. Before I knew it, I said, oh, my goodness, the pain is gone.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my goodness. And the oil, the little bottle oil, put it in here. Sometimes put it way up, wherever you're hurting, whatever. And Lord, I thank you for my healing. And keep right on going. Before you know it, you'll say, oh, my goodness, the pain is gone.
Yeah.
The misery is gone. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we have to watch what we say out of our mouths.
Yeah,
ask the Lord. But we all, so geared to the negative. That's why we have to stay in the Word of God.
Stay
in the Word of God. What does God say about the situation? When we go to doctors, what did God say about the situation? When we have to go to people at DSS or the doctors or any place you have to go, that somebody has to write down some paperwork, you have to take paperwork to you, or something else, to say, Lord, let the right person be sitting in the right seat, the right time, in the name of Jesus, not taking victory before I even get there.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. For real. When people have to come to your house to fix it, Lord, I claim victory right now in the name of Jesus. Before they even get here. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, anoint your doors. Anoint your windows. Anoint your cars. Anoint your around your steps. The summer year may come. Everybody wanna hang out. But you don't want everybody, you don't want people laying out on your steps. You don't want people putting their big cans and bottles and stuff on your steps. You don't want people leaning around on your vehicles and this and that, and throwing their trash in your backyard. Go out there. When my son bought a new house, he asked us to come over and bless. And I took the envelope. Oh, we had a big jar of envelope. When he just said, I was pouring the envelope across the front. Pour it. Hallelujah. Clean the ground for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Clean the house. Clean your windows, the bed, the ground, the car, the vehicle. When I'm out driving, I say, Lord, I put the angels in the front, the back, the right, the left, in front, and behind. Underneath, over top, too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I've seen so many near misses. I say, Lord, don't allow nobody to involve me in no accident.
Hallelujah.
I don't even want to see no accident.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cover me. Cover us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And it's got to continue to quote the Word of God, continue to say what God says about everything.
Everything.
About everything. When the bills come in, lay your hands on the bills, Father God. We thank you for these bills being paid in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for having more than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. You don't want so much, you don't want a whole lot hanging over past the bills. You want the bills to be paid, and you want the money to be hanging over. Not more month at the end of the money. How do you know? No more, more bills at the end of the month, or how do people say? You don't want more months at the end of the month. You want to be able to have something to be able to, you know, tuck away, to be able to bless somebody else with, to sow some seeds and to be able to do something with.
Hallelujah.
Ask God to bless that money. And when you do that, when you sow into the Lord, God will, he will stretch your finances so that you will want to say, oh, my goodness, I shouldn't be able to do all of this with what I have. But God will show you. He will show you just how your money, how finances will be blessed. Somebody will say, oh, I'm going to give you such and such and such. I'm going to do such and such and such for you. Really? Oh, my God. You know, that's the blessings of the Lord coming back to you. From you sowing your tithes, sowing your offering, being a blessing to citizen, being a blessing to and it doesn't matter the size of the seed. And all, as God didn't say, well, get a big seed in your hand and go bless them. No, he said that he's going to give you the seed to do that. But something, it just may be in your heart to do.
Hallelujah.
It may just be 50 cents. You may even put 50 cents in your hand. You may want to give 50 cents to the man that's in at the medium strip holding up the I'm hungry sign or whatever. You may not have a whole lot.
Right.
And you may say, huh, mister, whatever. You don't know what his need is.
Right.
But no matter what his need is, you got some needs in your life. So therefore, you sow into your own need. Give to him. God sees it. God will bring it back to you. Multiply.
Yes.
And that's what I claim. I claim to see be multiplied when he come back.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thanks to God. Remember what God says about it, all situations, every situation, and use his word when it comes to everything. Hallelujah. I believe it's the answer in the word of God when it comes to everything that God has or every situation or whatever, and he will give to you just what to say and antidote to whatever the enemy tries to bring your way. Hallelujah. Because God is already in the future. He knows what's going to come down. Hallelujah. He knows the tricks of the enemy. But he's already, I believe, given us counteractive words to annihilate whatever the enemy will try and do to his people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I notice when people talk about the doctors, they say practicing physicians. When they talk about lawyers, they say practicing attorneys. But when we go to Jesus, he ain't practicing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just got to learn how to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to learn how to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And that's what this meal is, a confirmation meal. This meal also lets you know they've been looking for the Ark of the Covenant for years. They had a movie, Indiana Jones, in search of the Ark, the lost Ark. Guess what? I found the Ark of the Covenant. That was supposed to be the depository, the repository of the presence of the Lord. I found the Ark of the Covenant. You know where it is? It's in you, in you, in you, in you. The presence of the Lord is in you. Hallelujah. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is in you. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You got to understand what that really means. Because, see, that's why you got a lot of authority. Because, see, the Word of God, says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And that wasn't for you. That was for folk that would try to mess with you. Because like people in the Old Testament that went right and they actually touched the Ark of the Covenant, they fell dead.
Amen. That's right.
That's what it is. You got to understand that folk messing with you, they in trouble.
Amen.
That's why you got to pray for mercy for them. Because then they fall, drop dead, try to mess with a child of the Most High God, because you are the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Agreement. Hallelujah. The communion is the confirmation meal of the agreement, the new agreement. There was an old agreement, the old covenant, that was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, but he gave you a new agreement. This is the confirmation meal of that. You need to understand that. And you need to understand that signs and wonders will follow this meal in your life. In your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to, oh, come on, you got to make it a personal.
Signs and wonders will follow in my life.
After I deal with this meal. The folk that used to mess with you, somehow they got disappeared. Glory to God. I got to do a testimony before we get to the glory to God. One sister went to a pastor, hallelujah, a kingdom partner, and said, look here, I've got all these drug dealers in my neighborhood. I don't know what to do, sitting on the steps. They're all over the neighborhood. Well, what can I do about that? Hold on, boy, Chata. Pastor, take this on. Go pour this down the middle of your street. Pour it over, Christ.
Amen.
That same night,
hallelujah.
Every drug place, every drug dealer in the neighborhood were arrested and taken away. Every drug den was closed up because they're knocking at the door.
See,
y'all really been praying church sometimes. You know, and I was there too, so don't feel bad. Because we hear all these stories about what happened, but you really, when you thought about it, you didn't believe it. But guess what? You are the Ark of the Covenant. Because you're the Ark of the Covenant. And this meal is going to confirm that. The presence of the Lord, the DNA of the Lord Jesus Christ will be running through your veins. The blood will be over your house and over your family. Glory to God. Healing will take place. Miraculous healings will take place. You didn't even say your name. You didn't even tell somebody that you were hurt in a certain area. But healing takes place. Because signs and wonders will follow. And miracles will follow this.
God, thank you, God.
Oh, I know y'all ain't never heard this before. That's in the Word. That's why we keep being the Word. We don't say that other word, couldn't you, but hallelujah, glory to God. This is a meal that heals. This is a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Yes. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lift up the elements of Holy Communion. I thank you for them. Lord, I ask you that you sanctify. Hallelujah, glory to God. Blessed and honored in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. The word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and I know we always do this. We were taught way back when to look at yourself. Hallelujah. That's why we can go to Jehovah's Sin Canoe, the Lord our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of anything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Again, in the text, it says to examine yourselves and be comprehended, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And your word helps us. That's why we stay in your word, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter, glory to God, 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Talking to all of you now. If you were healed, you are healed. Glory to the voice of God. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So our sins are forgiven because of the blood. The blood. Shakara little boy. Shakara. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Shakara little boy. Shakara little boy. Shakara little boy. Shakara. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shakara little boy. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Now, in the text today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Welcome, Lucas, and Adonai. I like saying that, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking rightfully. Hallelujah. We're drinking, eating, strength to ourselves, life to ourselves, healing to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. You need to say to everybody, I will not die. I will declare the works of the Lord.
Because
I'm going to live.
Glory, glory.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Your word says, Lord, in Numbers 23:19,
God, you said, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was said. So we thank you for your word on tonight, hallelujah, today, this afternoon, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. St. John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. It's my new inheritance, my new gifts that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Yes, yes.
Exodus 12:18-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood. When I see the blood. When I see the blood. I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the DNA of Christ running through our veins right now. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all, my God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 fire.
Hallelujah.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, and our extended family, according to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 1 chapter. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're courageous, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful,
in
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1. Verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Pastor Peaches, I want you to just say something just for a little bit.
Hallelujah.
This next selection.
We praise God.
Hallelujah. Go.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, we should praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He's the answer to our everything. Hallelujah. There's a cliche one time that says, Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. And then we used to wear braces says, what would Jesus do? Hallelujah. What would Jesus do? In every situation that you come upon, and like before you answer in the flesh, don't be quick to answer. Don't be quick to react. What would Jesus do? Because our reaction is what Jesus would want us to have. His reaction, the reaction that we're going to have is the reaction that he would have. And that's what he wants us to have.
Praise God. God bless you. Thank you. And I want to, since I told you what I just told you, and you're great students of the Bible because you bring your Bibles with you.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I need you to know this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want you to know this.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need you to know this.
Who's in the house?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tracy.
Hey.
And Tracy in the back. And Tracy in the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Tell me who's in the house. Got there.
And then you got this from, I think, Wednesday, that faith is the fuel that propels you to a more abundant life.
Amen.
You got all of that. Well, now we need to give you the undercoating, the undergirding of getting all that done. And I want to give you, in fact, can you go to Proverbs 9:1?
Yes.
Okay, when you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's important for y'all to understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read that.
Proverbs 9:1 says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out its seven pillars.
There are seven pillars of wisdom. We already know that life is open book test in the book of the Bible. So here's the wisdom. Number one, coachable, teachable spirit. Coachable, start with the best way you can so you know what it is. Coachable, teachable spirit. Pastor Peaches, do you have a scripture, next scripture?
The first one was,
what was the
second,
first?
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Uh-huh, okay. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Everyone that's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. The way you used to act, the way you used to carry on, the way you used to be short with your neighbors and with your family, you can't do that anymore because you're a new creature.
Amen.
So that's changed.
Amen.
Read that scripture again. Read that. What did I say?
Wisdom, faith,
and hewed out. It's pillars.
No. I'm sorry. Read the 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay, sister, that got it. Read it. What did it say?
Therefore, if any man be...
Oh, you got a microphone?
Yep. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. You can't act the way you act before.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
You can't act mean and nasty and short.
Amen.
You know, in the old days, before Christ, you didn't give people time enough to talk.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got two ears and one mouth.
Uh-huh.
That means we ought to listen twice as much as we talk.
Hallelujah.
But a lot of us, before Christ, we talk twice as much as we listen.
Mm.
There's something wrong with that picture, is that right?
Mm.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Just a little caveat there.
Mm.
The first, okay, what's the next scripture?
Proverbs 15:22.
Okay. Let's stop right there. You don't have to read it right there. But hold on to it. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. This is one of the foundations of wisdom. This is a pillar of wisdom. Because if you think you know it all, you're only lying to yourself because you don't know it all. And that scripture says what?
It says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed.
You can succeed in life if you listen to the right cat. Because in school, you know, if you were copycat, they'd probably give you a zero. But see, now, after school, if you follow the right cat, you're going to be all right. And you don't get fired for that. You get blessed for that. A coachable, teachable spirit. Number two, a burning desire to please God and be excellent. And that's easy. That's in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him,
Amen.
Intentionally seek him.
Burning desire.
Yes, burning desire to please God and be excellent.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I need you to say this, because we can deal with this. I have
a coachable, teachable spirit.
And I have
a burning desire
to please God
and be excellent.
In other words, I don't. My desire is not to be average. My desire is not to just go along with the crowd. My desire is to please God and be excellent. I don't care if I'm the sweeper in the building. The floors are gonna be swept real good.
Amen,
you know, it's gonna be excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three. Okay, we at number three now. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. What's the next scripture, Pastor?
Hebrews 11:6. It says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God."
Okay.
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Yes. Okay. Okay. The next scripture. Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 8:12.
Okay. That sounds like it.
Is this the one?
Go there and let's see if it's
working. 2 Corinthians 8:12.
I got that.
Okay, I heard Sister AJ.
It's for if there is a willing mind,
uh-huh.
it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
Uh-huh. Again, a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Sister AJ.
Hallelujah.
There's another scripture. The Bible says, work the works of him that sinneth while it is day, for when night come, no man shall work. John 9:4. I probably had that down there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise God. So that's a willingness to work and go the extra mile. I think in Matthew's, it talks about going the extra mile.
Hallelujah.
You see anything in Matthew's?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's that scripture?
5:41, and it says, in Matthew 5:41, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
Go the extra mile on your job, in your church, in your home, wherever you are. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Okay. Number four. Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, we got to say this. I have a willingness to work.
I have a willingness to work.
And go the extra mile.
Bless the Lord.
Number four. I have a heart of integrity.
Yeah. I have a heart of integrity.
In other words, you got honesty. It's down to your bones.
Yeah.
You ain't going to cheat nobody because you got integrity.
Yeah.
It's down to your marrow.
Yeah.
I have a heart of integrity. Y'all got to repeat that. I have a heart of integrity.
I have a heart of integrity.
What that means, too, is that you keep your word.
Amen.
You don't just say that, blah, 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 and then you forget about, I just said that, but things change. No.
Amen.
Be slow to speak
mm-hmm.
and quick to listen.
Amen.
So don't be putting your word out there if you don't know whether you can carry it out or not.
Amen.
Have a heart of integrity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go to the next one.
John 9:4.
Wait a minute. I have a heart of integrity. Repeat that. I have a heart of integrity. All right. Now we go to the next one. What's this? This is fire.
John 9:4. Uh-huh. As long as it is we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming, and when no man can work.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that went along with have a willingness to work and go that Shema. Okay. God bless you. Hallelujah. I put that in the wrong order. Okay. Bless God. Okay, number five. What's the next scripture?
Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity.
Okay, that's dealing with integrity again. A heart of integrity. Hallelujah. Is that five or four? What's that? What number is that, y'all?
Four.
A heart of integrity.
You might go to number
five. A loving heart.
I have a loving heart.
And there's a scripture about that, too. There's a scripture that talks about if you say you love God and hate your brother, you're a liar. I did not say that. I did not write that. It was written before I came here, and I came too late to change it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, the next scripture?
There? John 13:35 says, by this all men will know that ye are my disciples if ye love one another.
Yeah. Love. Have a loving heart. Okay? And that's number five. Is that right?
Yes.
Number six. Oh, I have a loving heart. Did we say that?
I have a
loving heart. Okay. Number six, I have a forgiving heart. We got to forgive folks.
Amen.
I don't even know if I put down a scripture for that, but we know that. Because even in Matthew 6, it talks about you forgive, forgive other folk. And if you want God to forgive you, forgive other folk. But guess what? God forgave you first.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to forgive him. So sometimes I got to forgive him with the love of the Lord. I got to love him with the love of the Lord. I got to use the forgiveness of Christ to forgive him. Because sometimes stuff happens in your life that really it almost seems like it's unforgivable. You know, somebody comes in and kills all your children and your husband, too, and you left alive. That seems like, oh, that's unforgivable. You got to forgive.
It was John 13:35.
It wants to
be kind, one and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ has forgiven.
Amen. All right. So that's forgiving. Okay. I have a heart full of forgiveness. I have a heart of forgiveness. Say this. I have a heart of forgiveness. Okay. And number seven. We're going to get to seven real quick. I have a heart, a giving heart, excuse me. I have a giving heart. Giving heart. Okay. Glory to God.
I have a giving heart.
That's number seven. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, heaped up and running over. For in like manner you give, it shall be given to you again. And then in 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, God loves a cheerful giver. I like to amplify it. It says God loves, takes pleasure in, is not willing to forsake a joyous hilarious, prompt to do a giver whose heart is in his giving. Have a giving heart.
Amen.
A heart of forgiveness, of giving. I have a giving heart.
I have a giving heart.
Hallelujah. Those are the seven pillars of wisdom. And if you want to kind of put some icing on the cake You go to Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. You say you got Jesus. This is what should be on your vine. Hallelujah. God bless you. I got to end there. We're gonna deal with this some more.
Amen.
On Wednesday. God bless you.
Amen.
Father God, words of our mouths, smiles, meditations of our hearts, acceptable to the Lord.
True step by the demon. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.